nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
This is the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is March 1st, 2020. Let's get into the numbers. Let's get into the numbers a little bit here. Been following the markets, following the Baltic Dry Index, all these things. I did my own little research today, went into the Walmart. Vincent Finelli and I have been talking about this a little bit. We had a long, long talk last night. I think I got Vincent kind of thinking a little bit different. It came to me couple days ago, John Stadmiller, on his time off here recuperating from his coronavirus, COVID-19, he gave me a call. He doesn't really have it, I don't think. But he calls me up and we start talking about the markets, what's going on, some major, major, you know, we're talking about tumbling. I mean, major dropping in the market here. And we start talking about the coronavirus has been blamed for about everything. It's blamed on well, it was first of all, it was blamed on the Baltic Dry Index dropping, and now the Baltic Dry Index is rising, which doesn't make sense. We'll get into that. It's affecting Wall Street. It's affecting everything. Anything you want to buy because, well, we have no manufacturing in the United States, essentially. So if China shuts down because of this, because it hit them first in Wuhan, China, well, then we can assume that the shipping routes are going to be slower, or they're not going to manufacture, our shelves will become bare, we'll see some shortages. And all blamed on the coronavirus. So he and I went back and forth, and Vince was kind of scared about all this. And I hear a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people about this whole thing, and using my medical wit of what I know and what I've seen. And of course, we did see Donald Trump on camera the other day with the CDC gathered around him and supposedly not pushing the panic button. People don't panic. But that's already been pushed. The World Health Organization pushed that button. Mainstream media has done done a damn good job of pushing the button also and get people all riled and scared. The big bad boogeyman, the coronavirus, COVID-19 is going to come and get you. Well, I thought from the very beginning, I'm one of those guys who looks, I'm not a big reactionist. I'm a reactionist if you break in my house. So I'm going to be getting you pretty fast. Other than that, something like this, and I have time to think it through, I'm very logical to say, let's look at the evidence. Let's look at what you've got here. I'm not going to base my opinion on emotion. That's your worst argument right there. You're going to lose an argument every time if you base it on the heart and emotion. Fear is a great motivator, by the way, and they know that. Those who push the buttons know that. There's an agenda here. So I started thinking about what's going on with the coronavirus and all the media hype and this. Well, we're looking at the numbers right now. Let's look at the numbers here. 78,000, as yesterday I was, 78,000 people were infected with it. We're talking about worldwide here. 46 countries, 2,800 people have died. I'm going to say it again. 2,800 people have died. Okay. We have our first death here in the state of Florida. I think it was Florida. Let's see here. Let's see. First death in what state? First death, I can't see where it is. We have one death here in the United States. Okay, yeah, one death in the United States, but 2,800 worldwide. Donald Trump was talking with the CDC, and of course his talking heads came out there, but he'd also mentioned prior, he gave some numbers out, some big variances. Between 29,000 and 69,000 Americans died from the flu last year. It's quite a variance. You can't get better than that. I think you can. I don't know why somebody would do that. Right off the bat, give me a variance of 29,000 to 69,000 is not credible at all. Now I start to scratch my head and say, that's a huge variance. Is 29,000 even right? Maybe it's much lower. But, you know, the higher the number, the more emotion, the more panic, and the more their agenda is going to work, whether that be selling you this or that for protection, or some gloves or a mask or hand sanitizer or some vitamins, or a vaccine. You know, there's an objective there, agenda. So I was thinking about this whole thing, and we kicked it around for about 45 minutes, John and I did. I was thinking some other things, and he started saying, what about this? I said, you know what? I think you might be onto something there. All right, let's go into the theory I have, John. I'm just going to read kind of what John Stadmiller and I discussed. But here's what we're looking at here. I'm not in a big panic over 2,800 people dying in the world from coronavirus. I'm not. If there's not a panic for 29,000 to 69,000 Americans, just the United States itself, we're talking at 308 million people in the United States, by the way. 308 million people, that's a lot of people. So even 29,000 or even 69,000 people dying from the flu, elderly or immunocompromised. We never even talked about too much about comorbidities, and I want to talk about that a little bit too, because that makes a big difference, whether it's this virus or the regular flu virus, having some significant comorbidities ends up getting something like the flu here. It ends up being more potential lethal to die from. Your other two comorbidities end up being more accentuated, and you could die. Did you die from the coronavirus or the flu? No, not essentially. You died from the other two comorbidities that became now lethal. That pushed you over the edge. You might say the virus pushed you over the edge. So they don't talk about that at all. Because, well, that would hurt the numbers, you know, especially when you're trying to pitch a vaccine or something. You got to keep the numbers up, because fear is a great motivator to comply, especially with these vaccines. I've had every vaccine I've ever had, and I'm never going to have another vaccine ever again in my life. Ever. I'm done. You should be also. Healthy living is the best way to stop illness. We can't stop the gene stuff, but you can stop a lot of those stuff by healthy living, exercise, diet, hydration, the right things. Do the right things. Sunshine, vitamin D, vitamin C, healthy living. Buy a Peloton. So getting back to this, the very beginning, let's start the very beginning here. Now, if you're told that this thing might be really lethal, kill hundreds of thousands of people, wouldn't it be best on the side of caution to say, let's do this and this and this, and then see how it pans out? And then when we get more information and our experts in there to figure this whole thing out, then we can ease up a little bit and say, okay, we overshot it. It's not the big bad boogeyman. This is not the Black Plague. And we can back off and we're okay. Well, the first thing I would do is stop all incoming flights coming from these infected cities, infected countries. That would be number one. That's a no-brainer. That is a no-brainer. You stop the incoming flights coming in from those infected countries. Those who make it to the United States, you stop them on the runway, you refuel them, you said, sorry, we're sending you back. We can't have you in this country, going from one airline to the other, to another state, and the recirculating air in that aircraft with all the respiratory droplets. And now we find it's also found in fecal matter, like the norovirus. So it's not going to happen. You're going to shut the borders down, Canada. You're going to shut down the Mexican borders. You're going to be really cautious, because this is the big bad boogeyman, right? In the very beginning, they thought it might be. I actually saw headlines in an article saying potentially 45 million Americans could get this and die. That's an awful big number to pull out of your poo-poo there. I mean, 45 million people. Come on. Nice fear tactic. Nice little fear propaganda there. I'm not sure it worked. Did anybody catch that number? I was like, wow, that's an awful big number. 78,000 infected, 2,800 dead, but potentially 45 million people could die from it. I was happy to see that somebody in the CDC finally admitted, said, you know, if you have a normal immune system, you should be able to fight this thing off, just like you would fight the flu off. Nobody died from the flu when I was a kid, by the way. I don't think anybody died when you were a kid, also in the flu. Did anybody out there ever know anybody who died from a flu? A schoolmate, anybody ever die from the flu when you were a kid? No, nobody did. Yeah, that's right. Ken says no, nobody died. No, you stayed home. You ate chicken noodle soup. You drank a lot of Gatorade at the time before they put the saccharin in it. Murr's probably out there going, don't drink Gatorade. It's got saccharin. It'll kill ya. Neurotoxin. I hear you, Murr. This is the old stuff. Sleep a lot. You just sleep an awful lot, get rest, nutrition. And in 1 week, you were back and you went back to school. Fine. You're done. You got your flu, and that's it. Be nice if people would not, you know, stop sending their kids to school that had the flu and infecting everybody. And just keep them home when the signs came. But now they got to send them to school. You don't have a babysitter or whatever. I don't know. But nobody ever died when I was a kid growing up from the flu. So if you have a decent immune system, no comorbidities, you are not immunocompromised, you should do fine with being exposed to something like this. Okay, now let's talk about the groups. Let's talk about the big venues here. In the flu season, I tell everybody, don't go to large venues where everybody's sick. Don't hang out at the library where everybody's touching things. And don't touch your nose and your mouth and do nasty stuff like that. And wash your hands, soap and water. You know, finally, I'm hearing somebody saying from the CDC, wash your hands with soap and water. And if you don't have that available, then, yeah, the hand sanitizer is a good thing. But then I've heard people say, hey, doesn't the hand sanitizer cause drug resistance? It possibly could. But in the event of not being able to wash your hands with soap and water when you need to right then and there and have infected hands and then start touching doorknobs, I would go the route of having the hand sanitizer. So not a bad thing to have, I think, hand sanitizer. I carry it around with me. You know, it's like carrying around your Bible. I carry around my hand sanitizer. And I avoid places of high traffic where I know there are going to be people that are sick. And, you know, we all have stressful lives, so that lowers your resistance also. You're going to maybe pick up stuff. So, you know, just certain couple months, you got to do certain things different. And you should do fine. And so that's why I say this is not the boogeyman, the black plague. But here's the theory that we came up with. Is that Wall Street has been overvalued for a long time. Record numbers. I mean, the numbers are so high. The stock is overvalued. There must be a way to bring it back to some kind of normalcy. So this is my theory here. A little bit of a theory here. Donald Trump needs to bring it back. How can he do that? Well, you can let it drop. Stop putting plunge protection. Stop putting quantitative easing in. And it will drop pretty fast already, but then you're responsible for it because you were continuing to do these things to keep the market, you know, at a certain level here, and you stopped doing the things that augmented that market. So you would be held accountable for that. And a guy here is trying to get into the Oval Office for a second term in 2020 doesn't want to have this on his record. It's a stain. So he's got to find a way to allow the economy to tank, Wall Street come back to some kind of normalcy. How can you do it? China, Wuhan virus, this virus, coronavirus, COVID-19, is your perfect scapegoat, your perfect excuse. You're blaming it on everything right now anyway. If it tanks the economy, you blame the Chinese, you blame the virus, you're off the hook. You can't explain. You know, this is a hard thing to explain. If he didn't have this excuse right now, he would have to explain the numbers that it just didn't work out, the lying numbers of unemployment 3.5%. That's not the truth. He would have to lie about everything, all the numbers you were ever been told about, how the economy was doing so well and manufacturing is coming back. And all these different things, and then the economy tanks, you would have some serious explaining to do to say, why did this all happen? Because you told us everything was great. By the way, Christmas retail, again, was very poor. Record sales. Forgot to tell you about the returns. Do the sheet here, your credit debit sheet here, and you start subtracting the returns, and you you're in the negative area. You had a negative Christmas retail season. Another one. This is like the fourth or fifth in a row now. They extended their Christmas sales. Black Friday again, Christmas sales. And hopefully by the January, before January 1, to make up the difference by sales. But then that stuff is all marked down to nothing now. So you really didn't make anything at all. Very poor retail Christmas year again. So now you got the perfect excuse of why the market's tanked. You can maybe bring back some normalcy to the markets and start over again. Like I said, I expect some serious selling on Monday and some buying at the low end. And some people are going to be making some serious, serious money. If you want to follow Wall Street, it'd be nice to be tailing people like Bill Gates and these people that have the big bucks, the Zuckerbergs. And if somehow you could tail them to find out when they're talking to their real estate, their brokers, and saying, hey, dump this or buy this, it'd be nice to follow those guys around to say, when are you dumping? When are you selling? When are you buying? There's insider trading going on like you just can't imagine. They just have different ways of doing it. It's kind of like in baseball, you know, the signs and the signals, you know, the bench gives the pitcher. They don't actually say it out loud, and because somebody may have a wire and record them. There's little signals they give to say dump, buy, trade. They got all these little signals, so they got the game rigged. They got it rigged. But that's my theory on it. It is to bring down the markets to normalcy, to restart it, to bring it back to where it should be anyway, which is a consumer-driven market, not a quantitative easing market, not a plunge protection market, a market that doesn't have to be stimulated and throw billions and billions of dollars. And just 3 weeks ago, they threw $78 billion in quantitative easing into the market. So they can't continue to do that. We are probably going to see some shortages because China, satellite photos are showing that China has pretty much pulled back on their manufacturing. Their smog cloud is not quite as big as it used to be. So you can say that manufacturing is not up to 100%. I don't even know where it is. Nobody's really said. But we're going to feel the pinch because of much of what we buy is from China. And I'm going to take this call first. I'm going to go back and tell you what my little inventory at the Walmart brought in, Harbor Freight brought me today, and what I anticipate for shortages. And maybe you might want to stock up on some things. But you don't have to fear the coronavirus itself. You're not going to die from it if you have a halfway decent immune system. Just do the right things we talked about, and you should be fine. You'll be fine. Okay, gonna go to the phones here. Dave in New York, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve. I had one particular question for you because you're a medical professional. But before I get into that, I'd just say if you're going shopping, don't go to Costco in Brooklyn. Did you see the video of the lines and lines of carts going in to get toilet paper?
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Well, that's what I saw disappearing at our Walmart, and we're in good shape. Hey, hold on to the line here. We'll come right back after this commercial break. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Bittersweet Symphony. Thanks, Ken, for that. I tell you, I do have the best bumper music around, no doubt about it. Dave, before I go back in to talk to you on this topic here, I did want to mention, I did not mention this about the flu vaccine. The CDC is already talking about, of course, a vaccine coming out. I expected them to really push this through pretty fast here. But it turns out somebody finally said, hey, you got to give it some decent trials here. I'm amazed that they're actually going to think about. Actually, here, I'm getting a record here, notice saying second person in the U.S. dies from coronavirus. I'd like to know if there was any comorbidities, any kind of underlying health problems with that person, too, and number one. But the vaccine will be pushed through, won't be pushed in through as fast as I thought it would, a minimum of 1.5 years. But are these the same guys who are pushing the flu vaccine, which is, I don't even know what the flu vaccine effectiveness is this year. It's under 40%. I know that. Maybe in the 20s, I'm going to have to do some research. I can find anybody out there, maybe Murr, if you're listening, find out, can you find anything reasonable to go by? Because I can't find numbers that match. Everything's all over the place, but I know it's under 40%, the flu vaccine. So, but you're going to make a flu vaccine for 2,800 deaths. Amazing. Like I said, fear is a positive motivator for compliance. We'll see how that goes, but don't fall for that one. You didn't fall for the flu vaccine. Don't fall for this one. Please don't. You know, don't do that. You should be done with vaccines just as I am. Hey, Dave, go back to you.
Hey, yeah, just on what you said, I don't think they would have closed down China for 2,800 deaths. I mean, unless it doesn't make any sense. I think it's got to be a lot higher. Most people think it's like 10 times higher. I heard early on that it was like
somebody
much higher,
I know but. Somebody who told me in the area of 200,000 people dead, crematoriums. And I thought, geez, when is the last time I heard about crematoriums? Let's go back always. We have satellite photos all over the globe here watching everything. I would think if they had 200,000 dead people and they were using a crematorium, I think we could spot that and bring it in and on satellite photos and say, here it is. Here's the proof. Of course, that would definitely hit the panic button here in the United States, but I don't see that. And I think if they could find those photos, they would show those photos because it would help their agenda. Don't see.
Well, they're avoiding any panic on this, I would say for sure. And one thing is, if they are testing people more than 450 in the U.S. for coronavirus, they're not telling us. I mean, South Korea tested 28,000 already as of the other day, and we're up to 450.
Yeah.
No, they're hiding it. So
well,
if they've got
right
satellite
now,
information, the government knows what's going on, the U.S. government, but we don't.
Dave, I'll tell you right now that this was manufactured. This was man-made. I'm pretty certain of that.
I've seen those articles. Yeah, I've seen those articles.
No, I'm pretty certain of that. I mean, if you understand what's going on Plum Island outside of New York Harbor there, Lab 257, it's not a lab where they're trying to find cures for diseases. It's a biological weapons laboratory. It's up there. It's heavily guarded. They'll kill you. You can't even step on the island. You'd be shot dead. Not a good place to work. And I assume that everybody who works there is being monitored, and you loose lips it'll cost you. So I know this thing was manufactured. It's interesting that you just every year something else is new is manufactured. We just have these mutant bugs everywhere that just kind of pop up and take off. And I don't believe that for a moment. I believe that somebody has manufactured this, and I think this is the weapon to bring Wall Street down, to bring that overinflation of the value of Wall Street, because it is way overvalued. You got tons of companies out there that are very similar to Enron. Now, Enron got caught with the fudged books. They had a book for their investors to say, look how things are going. It's going great. You want to keep investing in this company. And then they had the true books, like the Mafia has books.
Hey, Steve, after the break, can you respond to, is the Iran version different? Is it a different strain? And then I had an actual question for
you.
No,
I don't think it is. I think it's the same.
Okay.
You know what? It could be one of those beneficial things there. If you notice that their vice president in Iran is supposedly has the coronavirus. So yeah, maybe you're killing two birds with one stone here. I don't know, but I do believe it was manufactured, and it's going to be the excuse of why Wall Street tanks, because it's not going to fall on Donald Trump's shoulders. He's going back in 2020 with a record of I did good until the virus took our markets down. Stay tuned here. Dave, stay with me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Just a drop of water in an endless sea.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back to the phones here, Dave in New York. Gotta be short. I've got two more behind you. I don't want to lose anybody, but go ahead and make your point.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
They do test influenza A, B, and C, and different strains of some of those, as well as a general coronavirus test. They have all these tests available in the medical system here in the U.S. Is that right?
I believe at least a couple different flus, yeah. But, you know, the flu vaccine itself, you're talking about making a vaccine here.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about
kind
testing.
Of changing and replicating, and it's not what you think you're getting, you know.
Oh, right. Sure. So, but if they had those tests, I'm wondering, using the existing tests that they did have up to today, because CDC didn't send any kits out that worked until maybe this week. Could the medical system have deduced something about the percentage of people that might just have A, B, and C, or versus general coronavirus?
Yeah, they could definitely be all lumping in together. I've always found that the mainstream media loves the big numbers. It has great shock value. I think there's a big problem with that. I think there's a big problem of your regular flu is being tossed in with corona, because corona is the news right now. So they'll probably be lumping in some regular flu in with the coronavirus, because it'll jack the numbers up and get more panic. Sure.
Yeah, but my whole point was, could you screen somebody if they've got an illness and they test for influenza A, B, or C? Then we presume that probably they do have just influenza A, B, and C and not coronavirus. That's what I would suggest.
I would assume so, yeah. You can isolate it. Yeah, you'll know which one you've got.
I'll let you get on to the next caller. I may call back later.
Bye. Appreciate it. Thanks. Chance in West Virginia, you're on.
Yes, hello, Steve. Firstly, Steve,
hey,
who
Chance.
Did that song? Who did that song, Bittersweet Symphony, by the way? I recall it, but I can't put my finger on the band.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. Can refresh me on that one? Who's I got the CD? The Verve. It's The Verve.
Who is it?
Just came to me. The Verve. V-E-R-V-E. Oh, okay. The Verve.
Oh, okay. I don't have that either. I have 90% of the music you play I own at home, by the way. You got the best bumper music.
Now, I do.
The question I have for you. Yeah, you certainly do. And I have 90% of it. So, you know, I have like a, oh, wow, tons and tons of music. My question, oh, and by the way, I think this coronavirus here, I think they're coming out now with their depopulation tool here. That's what I feel. I think maybe they think the time is right now for one reason or another. That's what I think. My question to you is this,
I think, Steve, if you go that route with depopulation, then you're going to be targeting those with comorbidities, two or more underlying health problems. It could be part of Agenda 2030. It could be part of that, but I think it was more, it may be one of those things that has two or three layers to it. It might benefit this, and this. But I definitely do believe that it's going to be used as a scapegoat for letting the economy tank and starting over. And Trump will not take the blame.
Too.
China and the coronavirus will take the blame for this.
Oh, that too. There's a lot of possibilities they could use with this. My question to you, Steve, since you're in the medical field, you brought back a memory. When we were little guys and we got sick, I remember Mama rubbing my chest with the Vicks VapoRub, crushing the aspirin and the orange juice.
I do remember that. Yep.
But brings back fond memories. But my question is this. As I've gotten older, I always wondered, when she took care of me when I was so sick dozens and dozens of times with high fevers, how come she never got sick?
You know, that's a real good question, because my mom was the same way. She seemed to have quite a strong immune system, more so than myself. That's a good question. I think she did get it. My mom did get it, but after we were all well, she broke down and got it. That's an awesome, excellent question. I don't think I really have an answer, but I think my mom did get it, but I think she got it after all the kids were well. She broke down and got it. I'm pretty sure that's how it worked.
Yeah, and then kept quiet about it, probably. Yeah, mothers are special. I miss my mama so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious. I was just curious about that. It brought back fond memories. All right, Steve, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, that Vicks, that brings back memories for me, too, the Vicks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for taking my
Chance, did your mom put the Vicks in your nose?
Oh, she did everything, the chest, the nose.
Yeah.
She crushed the aspirin into the orange juice when I was too small to, you know, to swallow aspirin. Mm-hmm. So many other things, too. It brings back many, many years ago. It brings back fond memories.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, thank you for taking my call now, and God bless.
Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow night there, Chance.
Bye-bye now.
All right. See ya. Going on to Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr.
Hi. Aspartame.
Hello.
Aspartame?
I said it was aspartame. What did I say?
No, you said saccharin. You act like it doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aspartame.
It does
matter.
It's not
one of those manufactured. Yeah. Okay. You got it right.
This is important. Dr. Betty Martini.
It is important.
Look it up, people. No, you act like it's a joke, and I'm a joke.
No, I do not. I am not messing with you. I'm saying that
That's
sport
right.
drink
anyway.
I drank as a kid was different than it is today. I'm not mocking you.
Not even
I'm very serious
label.
About this.
People that
What's
are
that?
Allergic to it, it's even in the pharma.
Murr, right? I'm not challenging you on this. I'm not challenging you on this.
Well, you already did. You
no,
it
I didn't.
Saccharin,
no.
And it's not. Yeah, oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You're out
hey, Murr, okay. Murr, I made a mistake. Not saccharin. That's another one you don't want to eat anyway. You don't want saccharin,
no,
and you don't
right.
want aspartame.
None of the.
There you go.
Actually, cane sugar, if you're going to eat sugar, is better than the rest. And
I agree with you.
100%.
But what
they're doing
you.
Now, as you know, is putting high fructose corn syrup in everything. I won't buy that.
Yeah.
I won't buy that at all.
I agree.
It has mercury in it. It's nasty. You know, glyphosate. It's, Yeah, and I dirtied my fingers for you and clicked on CDC, and they just have their numbers. But you have to remember, they use numbers as codes, and they switch things around. I mean, like, they were talking about 6 million Jews back in 1860.
I know.
Trump is the 45th president, so you got 45 million. So look for that number a lot. COVID, they changed it from coronavirus, is a Hebrew word, something about destruction. So they're casting spells all the time, these usury suspects. You know, they're behind the pharma, the sorcery. So, I mean, we can joke and play and pretend, you know, we have super intelligence because we do certain professions that they allow us to do. But they're not, they're not letting us help. We have to do that on our own. So that's what I'm saying. Aspartame, look it up. Look up Dr. Betty Martini.
Well, I know. You sent me some stuff before, and I confused it. It's another artificial sweetener I don't want in anything, and I agree with you 100%. I don't want it. Don't want it.
It's bacteria poop.
And I agree. Sugar, cane sugar is much better than those artificial sweeteners. No doubt about it.
Hey, listen. There is no cold and flu season. There is sugar and indoor air and electromagnetic radiation season. Okay, they call it cold and flu season because, of course, then you need to have whatever they tell you you need to have, and you don't. You just need to take care of yourself, like you were saying. You know, people get plenty
of rest. Well, you know, I avoid a lot of sugar intake anywhere because bacteria loves sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Yep.
And so people, if you wonder why people get all the flu and get sick during the holiday season, well, they're closed. They're all in a close situation here, and one's sick, and sugar actually depresses your immune system, makes you more vulnerable to infection or picking up an infection. So, you know, alcohol, too. Alcohol is actually very bad for you. They suppress the immune system, so you're more likely to get something. So
those wipes everybody's pushing, that destroys your own immunity on your skin. See, these weren't around before. There's other essential oils and things you can use. You know, my daughter always loved cold season so she could keep gloves on around people, you know, door handles and stuff. So, but there's different ways you can do it. But all these things weren't around. We think that they're the clue, and no, they're just another manufactured stuff. You know, really?
Yeah.
You know, so just take care of yourself. Aspartame, look it up.
Aspartame, I do. Thank you. Thank you, Murray.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Don't want to fight with anybody. All right. Before I go to Tom in Utah here, he's our expert. He's a pathologist, retired pathologist, sharp guy. I like talking to him. But I want to mention when I did my little search today read my notes here. Okay. In the Walmart. I didn't go to the big package store, but I went to Walmart, just as big. Toilet paper is flying off the shelves there. So I started thinking, where is all this stuff made anyway? And I'm looking, I'm turning things over. I know where all my, everything in the garment section, that's all made in China. Anything with your wares is made somewhere else, not made in the United States. So I started thinking, just common things we use on a regular basis. Toilet paper. What I did find was assembled in the USA, factory inspected, and I have no clue what does that mean, because that does not say made in America. Is there a distribution and say it goes to some warehouse in the United States from China or somewhere else? I think that's actually what happened. So I think the toilet paper was that way. Paper towels were that way. My dog food, I use Nature's Best. And on there, I could not find made in the USA. Again, assembled or distributed by, could not find made in the USA. I assume if it was made in the USA, they'd be bragging about it and saying, hey, made in the USA, but I can't find anything. Another thing interesting, maxi pads and tampons flying off the shelf. Shortages in those areas, dog food shortages, toilet paper, paper towels. What other? I went to Harbor Freight, no masks. You can't find masks. They're gone. History, none. Donald Trump said 43 million have been ordered and more on the way. Just to maybe avoid crowds and then walk around with a mask all day. I don't know. I guess if you have to go to work, everybody's going to be wearing a mask at work. I don't know how this is going to work. Or the person who's positive, maybe you should just stay home. So we don't have to wear the mask at work. I don't know. I think this is a big knee-jerk reaction. I think John's theory may be very correct. It may have two or three other objectives. What I do believe it's used to blame China and for Wall Street. It's going to tank. It's going to get worse. before it starts to go back up again. And now you have a perfect excuse to blame China and the coronavirus, COVID-19. That's my theory. I'm sticking by it. We are going to see some shortages. People are in the auto industry here who do car repairs are going to have some problems too with finding the equipment, the accessories to fix a car. No doubt about that. Vincent said his son's got a business, and we're going to run out of parts. We can't find the parts we need because they come from China. So that's a problem there also. Now, let's talk about the Baltic Dry Index. Here's an indicator, a global economic indicator that's been tweaked and tweaked and tweaked. Only when the mainstream media did find out what the Baltic Dry Index was, that it actually is a very significant global economic indicator, that somebody said, you know what, we got to start tweaking this thing. Just like you're tweaking Wall Street with plunge protection and quantitative easing, you must tweak this number now also, because people are fixating on it. Well, how is it possible? I'm looking over the last, 30 days. It's top of the list, there was 559. We are now 520, dropped down to as low as 411, then started going back up again, closing on Friday at 529. How is that possible if manufacturing has been really significantly shut down in China and they make everything we need, then if they're not producing the products and the orders are not being taken or at least being filled and the ships are not leaving China to come to the United States to bring the product, then why is if Wall Street's going down, shouldn't the Baltic Dry Index also be going down? It should be. They hold hands. You could have a rising Baltic Dry Index and Wall Street could tank. The rest of the world tanks their economies, and you say, Baltic Dry Index is going up. Things are good. Products being made, ships are being loaded, ships are coming to the United States and abroad. It's not happening. It's a fudge number. You can't even look at it anymore. It's not even reliable. I follow it just so I can point it out to you that Wall Street and the Baltic Dry Index should be holding hands. If one goes down, the other goes down. One goes up, the other one should be going up also. And if they're not in uniform in the same direction, they're bogus. Okay? I just want you to know that. You can check with it on Monday. You'll look for, do a little search on it, duckduckgo.com. Type and go with the one that says Bloomberg/BDI index. Follow that. Follow that the entire week. Follow that in the entire week. I will also, and watch what Wall Street does, and follow this also, the Baltic Dry Index, and see if I'm not right. Going to go to the phones again here in my old state of Utah. Tom in Utah, you're on the show.
Am I on?
You are on, Tom.
Okay. I got a strange request. I heard the Mar on the Kelso show. So, Mar, would you please give me a call? We can have some fun. She was the only one that made any sense. Kelso's, you know, I don't want to say anything. But, Mar,
I can. I do all the time. I poke at him. I poke at James Kelso all the time. I haven't gotten in trouble for it yet. I don't like cheerleaders. I'm sorry. I nothing personal. I just don't like a cheerleader. I like to call it fair and square. If Trump does great, man, you'll hear me saying he did a great job. He kicked some butt on that. Great job. America is better off. But if he screws up, I'm going to say he's screwed up, and I'm just going to say it. That's the way it should be, independent, in the middle, no favorites, no bias. Call it as you see it, and that's what I do. I wish everybody did that.
Well, I know the swamp so well back in the D.C. Mm-hmm. I've been there basically 2 years total time in the last decade. So I can appreciate Donald Trump's challenges of trying to get anything to happen right. I mean, yeah. There's so much power from the K Street crowd. They pretty much run the government. But anyway...
Hey, Tom, just out of curiosity, have you ever worked with John Clark before?
John Clark. Dr. Clark?
John Clark. Yeah, look him up. I had him a guest on the show. He's an investigator. He was also involved in politics. Oh, okay. We talked about JFK assassination, a couple of things. I wonder, have you ever worked with him before?
I don't recall if I did. Of course, I may. Okay,
I probably should put you in contact with him sometimes. He's following some medical fraud, too, and things like that. You might be interested in talking to him.
Yes, please do.
I'll tell you what, drop me an email if you can, Tom, at offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. What's that?
I was blinded in D.C., so I can't do. Well,
okay,
I
tell you what, I will give him your telephone number. If you leave your telephone number with the board op here, Ken, I will put it in the contact with John Clark. I have him give you a call. I think you guys have something in common.
Right. Well, anyway, anybody can call me if they just go to the website that I have up, you know, Poisoning the Poor, a.k.a. GassingAmerica.com. My number's there, big as life.
Okay.
So,
in fact,
Mar, if you'll just go to my website and give me a call, I would really appreciate it.
Right. Hey, since I got you on the phone, Tom, my mother-in-law lives in Provo, Utah, for a little while longer. I guess Mitt Romney's getting a lot of hell, huh? Is that true?
Gosh, yes.
Is he?
Yeah, all my friends are all excited. They say, oh, we love Mick.
Wow.
I said, really?
Interesting.
Yeah, he's pretty
yeah,
much...
Yeah, I don't like those... I don't like the career politicians. I was never a big Orrin Hatch fan either.
Well, I do have a little bit of advantage with Orrin Hatch, with Elaine. Mm-hmm. You know, I was able to get Orrin to kind of come in and give me a little backing... Did get the CDC and the GAO, Government Accountability Office, to come in and validate my findings on that poisoning of 34 million and the FEMA trailers. I didn't win any friends when I condemned the FEMA trailers back in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then later the Clinton Foundation was trying to broker them off onto the military and onto the World Health Organization and the poor unsuspecting Americans, you know, just sucker them into buying a camp trailer, but a trailer.
Hey Tom, whatever happened to Rocky Anderson?
Oh, I don't know if I should say this, but I love Rocky.
Yeah, well, I liked him as a mayor. I thought he was a good job. I'd like to see him go higher up. I thought he might make a pretty good governor, but whatever happened to him?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of pushback. You know, when you do a good job, it looks like that's not a good thing to do. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know specifically, but Rocky actually, he awarded me at the National Cancer Society Run for Life because I was the longest surviving cancer victim right there.
Right.
They said, we'd like you to, you know, take this honor, but keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, I thank you for your call. I'll put your number in his hands, and you'll be getting a call from John Clark. I appreciate your call tonight.
Okay, get Mark, if you can hear me, call me, please. Let's have some fun.
Okay, got it.
Mars,
hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Target.
Got it. Let's get back to some other things real quick here before we close out the show here. We are going to see some shortages in the hospital setting here. Now, I understand there's about 150, at least 150 medications. A lot of them are antibiotics that potentially may be in short supply. I don't know. I have no inside to knowing if hospitals have a U.S. storage facility and enough on hand if something were needed. I guess we'll find out. I don't know. No masks, you know, gowns or shortages, masks or shortages. I don't know. I'm hoping that this will not last very long and the shortages won't be there and that the shipping will start back up. And this is a bad situation to be in, working in a hospital and having the medications you rely on a regular basis saying, you know what, no more left. It's being held back. We can't get it shipped to you. Manufacturing is down. That's a serious, serious problem right there. We should never be in that problem. We should never be in that situation where we rely on another country. We should be manufacturing these medications here in our country itself. What else? Negative flow rooms. I want to talk about negative flow rooms real quick here before we end the show. They were talking about the mainstream media got a hold of a new word, the negative flow room, a negative pressure room. Yes, they exist. We have them in the hospital. They are not very numerous. They're usually on the end of every hallway. There's like one or two, sometimes three. A negative pressure room is an isolation room. It's got another room that goes into another room, so you can go in this one room, dress, gown up, put your mask on, your goggles in. Then you go into the other room where the patient is. When you come back out, you're supposed to ditch all your gear, wash your hands, and leave the room. It is a negative pressure room. The air is not recirculated out into the general hospital circulation. It goes through special filters and will come right back into that patient's room. Problem is that they're going to be putting people with this COVID-19 virus in isolation rooms. First of all, you're going to have to wait in line. These rooms are always taken by either C. diff patients, C. difficile patients, MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus patients. Other TB patients get them. They're not in great supply. The negative pressure room is not in great supply. And I get a call coming in from James in Oregon. He's my good buddy. He's going to be on for the second hour next week. I'm going to bring him on real quick here and see what he's got to say, and then we can close the show out. James, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve.
James, are you there? Hey, there he
is.
Yeah,
I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah,
I hear you.
I'm of the school of thought that the coronavirus is really very much akin to a bad flu. I think that's very possible. The fatality rates are down in the 1.something%. But what it does serve to do, especially with the benefit of our lovely media, is create a segue into all the globalists or communists, same thing, crave. I believe that a lot of the people that are disappearing under the guise of being infected in China are being quote-unquote disappeared, which is increasingly common in China. And, you know, they're often dissidents. They have a social
James
credit
is gonna
score.
James is going to be on my show. James Bennett is going to be on my show for second hour next week. So, James, I got to let you go close the show out, but I will see you and talk to you through the week where we'll pick up some topics to talk about. James Bennett's going to be on my show for second hour next week, Off the Beaten Path. James, thanks for the call. That closes out the show. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for chiming in with all your comments. I appreciate it. Back again tomorrow night with John Stadmiller for the National Intel Report. Keith Rogers will not be coming after me tonight. He is under the weather, should be back probably next week. So health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again.
Every day torn, it's a drama feeling calmer. It's a calmer in the storm. Speakers are crying like a forest in the rain. I was so alone with my thoughts and my pain. And the darkness closed like a mouth on a wide night. I'll never be free.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.